A quick reflection before we go into my favorite lesson of the course. So you could close your eyes for a moment. It'll be a guided reflection. And as you sit here, just reflecting on the fact that the program is halfway over today. So this is our fifth class, and with the longer retreat class, we're at the halfway point. And so just taking a moment to kind of take stock of how's it going so far? Now, how are these learnings, these teachings maybe showing up in your life in some way? What have you been learning? And maybe how have you been applying that learning? And then checking in and seeing how am I committing to the course in terms of the weekly modules? Am I showing up fully for them? Is my phone away? Distractions? And more specifically, the daily meditations. How am I committing to those in my life? And ask very honestly and see what comes back. You don't need to put on a front and say, yeah, I am, when maybe you're not. But just see what is an honest response to this. Doesn't have to be laden with judgment. And then knowing that this is the halfway point moving forward, asking, am I willing to recommit to the course moving forward? Am I willing to recommit with maybe the initial enthusiasm that I had? Am I willing to stay motivated to do the practices, to really show up fully, to engage in the assignments, the play work? Knowing that growth is non-linear, and whatever has preceded this moment is by no means indicative of what will proceed this moment. And it may very well be that you've just been churning the soil up until this point, fertilizing it, so that now in the second half, perhaps some of those seeds that you've planted are ready to start sprouting. And there will come a point where this is over. And I'd like for you to be able to say, I really committed fully to it. And I squeezed as much juice out of the experience as possible. Okay. So, when you're ready, you can let your eyes open again. Periodic check-ins like that, to reflect on, even what was my initial reason for doing this course? Why am I meditating in the first place? What is the deeper intention for going through this process, exploring this work? Because why do mindfulness? Right? It's hard at times. It's really hard at times. And so if we're not in touch with like, why are we doing it? We can easily lose the motivation. I tell you that from experience. I have gone on like a roller coaster ride with this practice of like, do I really need this? Life starts to get good. Here's what gets interesting. You start doing a meditation practice, and then things like, oh, I kind of feel good about things. I don't need the meditation anymore. Without like any understanding that so much of what is good that's happening is a direct result of the meditation. But a lot of other times, it's like I've gone through periods where there was just extreme pain in the meditation practice. And I would just be sitting with it. I'm working through it and sitting with it. I'm working through it. And then I'd get out and like the next day I'd go into it and I'd be like, I just don't want to experience this right now. And then I just wouldn't do it. And then like one day happens and another day and then another day. And that's when you just completely fall off the wagon. So getting back in touch with like, why am I signing up for this in the first place? What am I hoping to get out of it? Why is living a life with greater mindfulness important to me? And how is that serving something deeper, a higher sense of purpose, a higher sense of like how you want to be in relationship to the world, how you want to be in relationship to other people? When that is firm, your why, that can pull you forward, even through very difficult times. And the practice does do that. There are these periods where it's just really hard, and there's a lot of emotion comes up, and a lot of pain that comes up, and that is part of this evolution of this practice of like coming to more and more and more terms with what is here, what is here. And as we, it's I don't exactly know the explanation for it, but you see this repeatedly. Anyone that is a long-term meditator will describe this. They're just lulls or periods. Lull is a judgment. Just periods of time where there's intense pain and intense discomfort, or just like a lot of anger comes up out of nowhere. It's like, what the hell? What's this all about? Where did this come from? I'm not even angry at anyone, and it's just there. It's just primal. And as we, it's like peeling back an onion. As you're doing this process, you're just showing up, showing up, showing up. And so much of the armor that we put on to protect ourselves, the armor of like Corey as, a man, as a son, as like a teacher, all these things, we start peeling back those layers, and it's like, whoa, there's a lot of rawness here. Like, who actually is this core? Wow, where's all this emotion coming? Oh, all this stuff that I've protected myself from seeing, now it's here. So there's a tenderness that inevitably comes as we make ourselves more vulnerable in this practice. And I want to remind you that that is a part of this. It's the part of this growth. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We don't do that and then just open ourselves up to this rawness and now we're just raw forever. Like what would be the point of that? There is, it's a path and it's taking us to a greater sense of stability, groundedness, resilience, confidence, security in our own experience, and a sense of invincibility. But it that first has to come from a vulnerability. Courage has to develop from vulnerability and seeing the things that we're most fearful of that we can't be with, and then seeing that we can be with them. And then that learning develops, well, all right, if I could be with that, then maybe I could be with that. And if I could be with that, then maybe I could be with that. If I could be with that, then maybe I could be with that. And before you know, you start looking around, it's like, all right, that's intense, but I've been through that before. And I know that's going to bring up a lot of emotion over there, but I've seen a lot of emotion in my practice. I know that's going to bring up some pain if I, but I've been sitting with and being working with through pain, and I know it's an, I don't necessarily enjoy it, but I know I can be with it. That is a stability that that few people have, because it can be terrifying. So I respect the hell out of you for continue doing what you're doing, and just keep getting back in touch with what is your why? What is your why?